morning and happy Sunday. How are you? Welcome to the Esteemed Scene Show. I am Emma Jane. So, being out and about recently, I came across an issue that I had and I thought we'd talk about it. And it was compliments from strangers. And I just, it was very kind, very lovely, very awesome, and very sweet of them to have such a lovely opinion of me. But how to take it, how to receive it, that was quite difficult, really. Obviously, I was polite in my response and, you know, very grateful. But it was how I felt inside. So today, we're talking about compliments. We're not talking about the rehearsed ones. We're not talking about the birthday messages from your mum. We're not talking about your best friend telling you for the 15th time that you look nice. I mean these unexpected compliments, the random ones, the passing comments, as I said, from strangers. The little moments you never saw coming and couldn't prepare for. Because as much as we all appreciate reassurance from the people that we love, and that must be a thing within relationships and obviously family, and reassurance is necessary, reminding someone how you feel about them. But there's something really powerful about a compliment coming from somebody who doesn't know you at all. Someone who gains literally absolutely nothing from saying it, apart from a feeling of feeling good. Maybe it's you've got a lovely smile, or you've got great energy, or you look really happy today. And for a split second, it catches you off guard. Not in a bad way, but in a, oh, that's a really, really kind thing to say kind of way. And isn't it funny how some of those tiny moments, they stay with us for absolutely years. One sentence, one passing interaction, one stranger choosing kindness for absolutely no reason other than they felt it. And I think in a world where people are often rushing and distracted and stressed or glued to their phones, these moments are, they matter kind of more than we realise. They interrupt ways that people think, that we think. It challenges our belief system. It kind of gives you a different perspective as well. So how do we deal with it? Instead of the instant shyness and the polite thank you and trying to work out what we can say back to be complimentary to, how can we step into those compliments and own them?
Oh, her eyes make the stars look like they're not shining. Her hair falls perfectly without her. So beautiful, and I tell her every day. Yeah, I know, when I compliment her, she won't believe me. And it's so sad to think that she don't see what I see. But every time she asks me, do I look okay, I say, when I see your face. Tell her every day. Oh, you know, I never ask you to change. If perfect's what you're searching for, then just stay the same. So don't even bother asking if you look okay. You know I'll say.
'cause you're amazing, just the way you are. And when you smile, the whole world stops and stares for a while, 'cause girl, you're amazing, just the way you are. Yeah.
Oh, so that was Bruno Mars and Just the Way You Are. Oh, I love you for just the way you are too. So here's something interesting. There's actually a massive difference between reassurance and a compliment, even though often mix the two together. So reassurance usually comes from the people closest to us. It's ongoing, it's familiar, it's believable, it's consistent. It's your friend reminding you you've got this. It's your partner saying, this is why I love you. It's your family saying to you, you've got this, we believe in you. And those things matter deeply because reassurance creates emotional safety. It helps calm the nervous system, strengthens the connection, and reminds us that we are supported. But compliments are slightly different. Compliments are actually moments of observation. They happen because somebody notices something in you and chooses to say it out loud. And often the most powerful compliments are the completely unexpected ones, because there's no emotional responsibility attached to them at all. A stranger doesn't have to tell you that your energy lit up the room. A cashier doesn't need to tell you that they love your laugh. Someone passing by doesn't gain anything from saying, you're so kind. And that's why these moments can hit differently. Because for a second, you're seeing yourself through somebody else's eyes instead of through your own inner critic. It could be, I love your hair, or aren't you beautiful, or anything. And honestly, sometimes that tiny interruption is enough to shift someone's whole day. It is ridiculous to think that I will always tell someone in the street I like their hair, their dress, their jacket, their face, even the way they walk. So why does it land so oddly when someone actually might say it to me or to us, or to him, to you? Because actually, I watch the smiles grow all over their face. And I'm really hoping they are going to step into the compliment and feel a little greater. So now we have learnt the difference between reassurance and compliments, let's have a couple of songs and go in deeper in just a bit.
Thank you for coming home. Sorry that the chairs are all warm. I left them here, I could have sworn. These are my salad days, slowly being eaten away. Just another play for today. Oh, but I'm proud of you, but I'm proud of you. Nothing left to make me feel small.
Always believe in, 'cause you are gold. I'm that come a long, long way together. Through the hard times and the good, I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should. Thank you.
that was Spandau Ballet with Gold and Praise You, Fatboy Slim. So we're talking about today how to handle and respond to a compliment from a stranger. Not reassurance, compliments from strangers, and how to step into what they are saying and believe it and feel it. But let's just think about why the compliment is there in the first place. So this is appreciation. Someone showing their appreciation for something. It's their observation. It's a kindness. Maybe even it's a connection. But maybe receiving a compliment isn't about instantly believing every nice thing that's said about you. Maybe it's allowing the possibility that it could be true without fighting it or explaining it away. We've all done it. And without immediately throwing an insult at yourself to balance it out, like your self-esteem has some kind of anti-confidence alarm system. Okay. So some of the qualities that people compliment most are the very things we overlook because actually they're part of who we are. Okay, it's the same thing we see in the mirror every day. It's the same wardrobe that we open every day. It's the same clothes that we come across every time we go in there. You know, it's the same way that we laugh or the way that we find humor in things or whatever it is. Maybe it's the way you play the piano or where it's the way it's you sing or whatever it is they are complimenting. We are quite used to it as people. Whether that's what you wear, how you wear it, what your hair looks like, what your makeup looks like, how you come across, how you speak to people, how you make people feel. It could be your warmth, your humour, your energy, your smile, your presence, the way you do something, talk about something, your knowledge about something. It could be anything, a talent, a skill, whatever. Sometimes not just the good stuff. Even the chaos goblin part of us that makes us fun and spontaneous and the random conversation and the puns that create laughter doesn't have to be stereotypically the good stuff. It's the stuff that just makes us us. And that's anything that could possibly bring something of positivity to that other person. And again, to you, it's normal. To somebody else, it actually might be the nicest part of their day. So how do we respond? How do we do this? How? I've had a real good think about it and practiced now. So firstly, just pause. Okay, pause. Because this will actually help your nervous system and it will just chill down, okay? When you pause, you can regulate, okay? Smile. It's a good thing to do. And especially before you want the whole ground to swallow you up. But own it. Try to appreciate how they feel and what led them to say it to you. And don't do it arrogantly or dramatically. You know, not standing there like you've just won a lifetime achievement award for having decent hair. I mean, simply allowing yourself to receive something positive without shrinking away from it. And allow them to think and believe what they do. Allow it. Let them have that opinion of you. Now, don't forget those backhanded compliments as well. The ones where you feel as though there was something somewhere there. Just take it anyway. Take it anyway. Some people really find it hard to compliment. So if there's something somewhere in some kind of extremely cheeky sentence, just take it, listen, have a laugh about it, roll your eyes, whatever you need to do. But there's always an element of humour there somewhere. Okay. I think now is the time for a Coffee Dense challenge.
The one, the only Coffee Dance Challenge.
Ta-da.
Okay, I hope you've got your coffee ready and I hope you've got your journal or your phone notes or the back of an envelope somewhere or a scrap of paper from somewhere and a pen. So with our Coffee Dance Challenge, what we tend to do is we do something that makes you think about how you feel and what you're doing every week, and we do it as a challenge, and it helps you build your self-worth, self-esteem and your confidence. So firstly, have you complimented someone recently? If so, who and what did you say? just to remind yourselves. So have you complimented someone recently? Could be anyone. Doesn't have to be a stranger, but have you complimented someone recently? Not reassurance, but compliment and observance. Okay, why did you do it? Why did you do it? What made you do it? Why? How did you want to make them feel with your compliment? When you said it, the very beginning, when it fell out of your face, how did you want to make them feel? Okay, moving on. So take a recent compliment that you have had from someone. Why did they give you the compliment? Why? What did they say? What was the point of the compliment? What was the context? How did they want it to make you feel? So how did they want it to make you feel? Next question. How did you respond? Or could you have responded better? So how did you respond? Or could you have responded better? Did you accept the compliment? Did you argue it? What did you do? And the last question, the big one, how could you have felt it a little more and maybe believed it? How could you have felt it a little more and really believed it? Maybe believed it or really believed it, whichever works for you. So how could you have felt it just that bit more, that bit of impact into how you see yourself and the perception you have of yourself? How could you have felt that compliment just a little more and maybe, possibly, believe it? Have a think. Write these down and we're going to have some tunes.
and I had a Mustang, and I was
first class up in the sky, popping champagne, living my life in the fast lane. I want to change by the glamorous, flowers and flowers, the glamorous, the glamorous, glamorous, by the glamorous, flowers and flowers.
Caviar drinking things, you deserve nothing but all the finer things. Now this whole world has no clue what to do with us. I got enough money in the bank for the two of us. Plus I gotta keep enough lettuce to support your shoe fetish lifestyle. So rich and famous, Robin Leach will get jealous. Half a million for the stove, taking trips from here to Rome. So if you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
Great songs. So we had What I Like About You, we had Simply the Best, and then we had Glamorous by Fergie. So every week I try and back up my waffle with some science. So basically, when we give or receive a genuine compliment, the nervous system responds far more deeply than people realise. Positive social interaction activates areas of the brain linked to reward, safety, and emotional connection. This triggers the release of chemicals such as we speak about very regularly, your dopamine, your serotonin, and your oxytocin. Dopamine, as you have said before, but it creates a sense of reward and motivation. And your serotonin, well, that helps regulate mood and emotional stability. Your oxytocin supports a feeling of trust, bonding, and safety with other people. At the same time, the parasympathetic nervous system, this is often known as the rest and regulate system, can begin to activate, helping the body relax, slower stress responses, and they sort of move away from survival mode. And the heart rate can steady, muscle tension reduces, and the brain becomes less focused on threat and more open to connection. However, if someone has low self-esteem or negative self-beliefs already wired strongly into their neural pathways, the compliment can briefly clash with the brain's existing identity system. In that moment, the nervous system may become slightly dysregulated instead of soothed, because the brain is literally trying to process information that feels unfamiliar or inconsistent with what it already believes to be true. Which is why sometimes some people will light up when complimented, while others will instinctively deflect. So if we intentionally pause, as mentioned earlier, and genuinely allow ourselves to appreciate a compliment, the nervous system has the opportunity to regulate rather than react automatically. So instead of instantly moving into defense, deflection, or discomfort, the brain begins to process the interaction as a safe social connection. This actually activates the parasympathetic nervous system, particularly through pathways linked to the vagus nerve. This is helping reduce stress responses and allowing the body to settle. At the same time, chemicals such as your dopamine, as I said, and your serotonin and the oxytocin, again, can increase, reinforcing those feelings, as mentioned, of reward and emotional safety, trust and connection. Neurologically, that pause is so important, and it does work. It interrupts the old automatic pathway of rejection and begins strengthening a new one based around an acceptance of self-worth. So over time, repeatedly allowing positive experience to fully register helps the brain become less threat-focused and more receptive to kindness, connection, and confidence. And remember, when we look at the fact that the brain regenerates, we call this neuroplasticity. When you are doing this as a regular thing and you're learning to do it and you're keeping to the habit of doing it, all of a sudden your brain will just do it automatically. And this is, again, is your neuroplasticity. Let's have some songs.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. Get a good feeling, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling, yeah.
Yes, I can. Doubt better leave. I'm running with this plan. Pull me, grab me, grab it in the bucket. Can't have me. I'll be the president one day. January 1st. Oh, you like that gossip? Like you the one drinking what gossip.com. Now I got a word for your tongue. How many Rolling Stones you want? Yeah, I got a brand new spirit speaking and it's done. Woke up on the side of the bed like I won. Talk like the wind in my chest to that sun. G5 in the U.S. to Taiwan. Now who can say that? I want to play back. Mama knew I was a needle in a haystack. Oh, howdy boy, plus way back. I got a feeling it's a wrap. ASAP.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah. Get a good feeling, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. Oh, no, no, I get a good feeling.
That adrenaline, never giving in. Giving up's not an option, gotta get it in. Witness, I got the heart of 20 men. No fear, go to sleep in the lion's den. That glow, that spark, that crown. You're looking at the king of the jungle now. Stronger than ever, can't hold me down. 100 miles running from the pitcher's mouth. Straight game face, it's game day. See me running through the crowd full of melee. No trick plays, I'm Bill Gates. Take a genius to understand me.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah. Get a good feeling, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling.
I love that song. I forget about that song quite a lot, and then when I hear it, I'm just wiggling about. So the first one was Flo Rida with Good Feeling, and the second one was Katrina and the Waves with Walking on Sunshine. So this week, okay, when someone gives you a compliment, don't just bat it away like it's an emotionally suspicious package. Pause for that second. Actually feel it. Smile. Let it land. Because at the end of the day, compliments are tiny little moments where somebody has noticed something good in you and has decided it was worth saying out loud and honestly. That's quite beautiful when you think about it, really. Maybe they noticed your energy, your smile, your kindness, your humour, your presence. I notice these things of people and I notice them of you. Things have become so normal to you that you barely see the good side of you. And I want you to remember it more. Maybe confidence isn't about being louder or more arrogant or obsessive. Maybe it's about simply becoming comfortable enough to believe that there are genuinely amazing things about you without needing a full investigation team and 3 witness statements first. So this week, stop brushing these things past so quickly. Feel it, take it in, because the way you speak to yourself matters. And listening to compliments, this matters too, because it validates what you want to feel and what you want to feel about yourself. Therefore, do it. Take it in. Appreciate someone's opinion, because maybe they're right. Also, be aware of how you allow yourself to be seen. Stand up. Be counted for. Be seen for everything that you are. And last but not least, remember the compliments you receive. Because when you are feeling low, when you are feeling like you doubt yourself, remember what people say. Remember how they felt about you. Remember the happiness you created for somebody else, so much so they had to tell you. Remember it. Take it in, store it in that brain, and believe it. And come back to it when you need to. Thank you for listening to me today. Do check out some of our other programs here on South End City Radio. We've got some great ones. We've got the Soulmania show. We've got the Glitter show on Friday nights. We've got Swings and Swaggers on a Sunday. We've got Love Tony on Sunday. We've got Marley in the morning or every morning. And the shows are just building and building and building. So make sure you have a listen. Tune in. We've got some great characters on this radio station and they just need to be heard and you need to have a listen because it will just cheer you up. Thank you for joining me. I hope you have a fabulous week and I want to celebrate you. I want you to celebrate you. I'd also like you to love yourself a little lot.
It's a celebration.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right, baby.